This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. And what a great guest we have lined up for this hour. He is a noted author, and he's also got a red-hot TV show on YouTube. And we know him well from all of his barn find books. He was the author of the original one that started it all, The Cobra in the Barn, The Corvette in the Barn, The Hemi in the Barn, The Vincent in the Barn, and many other barn find stories. And then, of course, the travel books that Eddie has done, tracing Route 66 and trying to find a certain number of treasures out there vehicle-wise in a limited amount of time. And we always enjoy having Tom Cotter with us here on the broadcast, and he'll be joining us momentarily. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, now it's my pleasure to welcome television host and author extraordinaire, Mr. Tom Cotter, back to Auto World. How you doing, Tom?
Bob, I miss talking to you. It's been too long, man.
Yeah, it's been way too long. You've been busy, though. I've been busy, too, and we just got to get our schedules more in sync here. Let's talk about the Haggerty YouTube show. I understand it's doing great.
It is doing great, it's all kind of a result of the book. I think I've written 10 barn find books, but 4 years ago, 5 years ago, Haggerty called me up, a woman that worked at Haggerty, Claire Walters, and she said, we really like your books at Haggerty, and we'd like to know if you'd consider us to do a video series around the same theme. And I said, I really appreciate that, but I've talked to, Velocity Network and all these other guys, and they said I'm just not dynamic enough. I don't have enough, on stage presence, personality. I just need to have more gusto. And I really don't want to change who I am. I kind of like who I am, and becoming somebody I'm not was not what I wanted to do. And she said, we just want you to be the way you are. And I said, well, let's give it a shot. So they followed us for a few days on Route 66. I was doing that book, driving the Woody from Chicago to L.A. And he said, I think we can make a series out of this. I said, son of a gun. So, I'm new to YouTube, but I'm finding out that it's the hot tip that you can wake up at 3 in the morning and watch any one of my programs, whereas if it were on network, you'd have to wait until it came on. So here we are 4 years later. Some of my programs have 4.5 million viewers, which is just amazing, and
wow.
I can just be who I am, and it's great.
That's wonderful, Tom. I mean, when stuff works out like that, it's a win-win for everybody, and especially for all of us auto enthusiasts who love your books and love to see the TV series. And it seems like they're, like you said, they're letting you be you, and that's who you want to be. So there's no question as to who's coming across when folks tune into the YouTube show.
Yeah, and another thing I like is that, whereas opposed to the other shows, the picker shows and all that stuff, those shows exist by getting leads from people, and they send out advanced teams. And they have lighting people and sound people, and it's a big production. Whereas, I just get in my Woody and drive down the road, and I have a camera guy with me, and there's another camera guy following behind. And I just look for cars the old-fashioned way, the way you and I used to do when we were kids, looking out the left mm-hmm. side, looking out the right side, looking behind the barn, and knocking on doors and talking to old mechanics. And one leads to another, and before you know it, you filled up 5 days worth of worth of episodes. It's just amazing.
That's great. And one story that I've got to hear more about is something that happened to your Cobra, which was a barn find for you, and of course was the subject of the book, The Cobra in the Barn. But I understand you had it in Alaska, and something happened. Tell us more about what happened.
Well, it had to do. Fig Newtons come into play. I've always wanted to take my Cobra to Alaska, and I finally got enough interest with three other friends, so four of us brought our Cobras to Alaska. I had mine shipped. A couple of other guys trailered theirs up there, and then we all met on a prescribed date last July in Anchorage, and we just took off, and we drove around Alaska about 2,000 miles. But about halfway through that trip, my son Brian joined me for the first week, and then when we got to Fairbanks, he had to fly back home to go to work, and then my friend Woody flew in from Charlotte, and he rode with me for the second week. And Woody brought a package of our favorite road trip food, which is Fig Newtons. And but he forgot to take them out of the car one night, and I woke up the next morning, and the roof had been torn off my car. It's a real 289 Cobra. Thankfully, he only tore the roof because it's fabric. It's a convertible. And didn't tear the doors off because, a 600-pound bear could have easily just completely totaled the body on that car. So he tore the roof, got some mud on the seat as he reached in, but he got the Fig Newtons and left me with a mess. So I called the police. I said, I think somebody vandalized my car last night. Let me tell you something. See those black hairs that are sitting on the trunk? That's a black bear. And, people who leave food in their cars. He told me that if you have a gum wrapper in your sedan with windows complete, seat, closed up and doors locked, whatever, they'll break into the car. They'll tear the doors off the hinges. So I think I made that pretty well, all things considered.
Wow, I should say. What a great story, and what an amazing experience. And I understand. I haven't been there myself, but I have a friend who has spent quite a bit of time in Alaska working and running a small newspaper up there. But there's some real pretty roads, I understand, in the state of Alaska.
Beautiful, beautiful. We stayed on paved roads. We didn't go any further north. We went a little bit further north than Fairbanks, but We did a big loop, and we started in Anchorage, finished in Anchorage, went up the Denali Highway, went to Denali Park for a couple of days, saw all the wildlife you could ever imagine, went up to Fairbanks and came down on the east side of the range, and down to Valdez and took the 6-hour ferryboat ride to Whittier and then down to Kenai Peninsula, Homer, just fabulous. And, I've been to Europe. I've been to Austria and Germany and all those beautiful Alps. And, they have nothing on us. I mean, those snow-covered mountains in Alaska, glaciers, the vistas, it's just amazing. It's just so beautiful. My wife didn't go. She had other things she had to do. But I hope we're thinking about going back in 5 years and doing the Cobra tour again. I hope she comes next time because it's one of the most beautiful spots I've been to in my life.
Well, that's great. Tom Cotter is with us, the author of about 10 or so barn find books, and he's always got great stories to tell, and we'd love to hear your car story, your barn find, or your behind the trees in the middle of a abandoned junkyard find, or whatever, if you've had an unusual experience with a vehicle, your dad's car, your grandfather's car, your mom's car, your uncle's car. We just want to hear car stories. Give us a call, 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Back, everybody. We've got an incredible guest. He's Tom Carr, the gentleman with all the Barn Find books and the travel books. And, of course, he is the host of the Haggerty YouTube show, which emulates these books. And got a question here from Peter in New Hampshire, listening on our affiliate in the Nashua area. And he'd like, Tom, for you to tell the story of how you found your cobra.
Well, actually, I don't want to brag, but I found a few cobras. it had always been my dream to own a 289 cobra, but you know, how do you find one? Well, that's kind of impossible. You have to just, you know, be lucky and stumble across it. The one that I have was out of Indianapolis area. The guy that owned it was actually a scientist who developed the medication Prozac, and he had this cobra, and his wife said, you're not driving that car anymore. You're crazy. You're going to kill yourself. So he put it in a kind of a stable or a barn, and it sat there for 30 years. A raccoon had taken up residence in there and ate most of the interior. But it was a sound car, and the paper boy was going to collect his money one day and just happened to peek in the window and saw this semi-covered sports car and said, I think I found an Austin Healey. And so word got back to me that this paper boy was negotiating to buy this Austin Healey, and I was able to include the paper boy, you know, give him a nice big bonus and buy the Cobra. And, you know, that's how it happened. But, you know, I live in Charlotte. And you don't have to go all the way to Indianapolis, you know, like 9 hours away or whatever, to find one. I found one just a year ago in Charlotte, in the really nice side of town called, Myers Park on Queens Road. A gentleman who thought he was broke, had two cars in the garage that he hadn't even looked at for 40 years, a 427 Cobra and a 275 GTB aluminum body Ferrari, and he thought he was broke. And I found out about it, and I got a hold of him, and he let me in, and we did a Barn Find Hunter episode in there. They were loaded with mice. Oh, God, the mice had taken residence in the glove box, in the trunk. They had eaten the interior, you know, the stuffing out of the seats, whatever. But, you know, we brought those cars out into the light and talked to several auction companies on his behalf. And he got $3.5 million for those two cars, and he no longer thinks he's broke.
Well, he isn't. That's the truth. I mean, wow, what a great story. I know that you've got a couple of recent books that we should touch on. The Ford Model T Coast to Coast book is called A Slow Drive Across a Fast Country. Tell us a little bit about your mission going into that, and a little bit about your adventures in the Model T.
It was one of those dreams I had for a long time of driving a Model T across the country, just because it was such an insane idea. And anybody that I would mention it to, they said, "Were you crazy? I wouldn't drive one across town." So I met a gentleman who had a Model T and a lot of other neat cars. And he's up in West Virginia, and I met him, and I just happened to mention to him as I was getting ready to leave, you know, I was leaning on his Model T fender, and I said, I always dreamed about driving one across the United States. He said, "So have I." I said, "Really?" He said, "Oh, yeah." Wow, okay. So I left, and I called him a week later. I said, "Dave, like, are you serious?" I am very serious. I want to drive a Model T across country." He said, "So am I." I said, "Well, if we can use your T, I think I can, you know, I can put together a book deal and we can do it together." So we did it, and we left on May 7th from New York City, downtown Manhattan. 42nd Street and Broadway is the beginning of the Lincoln Highway. The Lincoln Highway was the first cross-country road in America. It was built in 1913. And so we drove on a road that was about 100 years old, in a car that was about 100 years old, and in 15 days from Manhattan to the Golden Gate Bridge without one single breakdown. It was fascinating. The same road where skyscrapers are in Manhattan is the same road when you're going across Iowa or Nebraska, you know, just as far as you can see, farm fields. We met the greatest people. Most of the road was two-lane. We stayed in old hotels. We ate in old restaurants, tried to live as much as we could the way they would have 100 years ago. And it was a trip of a lifetime. So I did this book. Ford Motor Company gave us a chase vehicle that, and my photographer, Michael Allen Ross, drove that, carried all his camera gear. And Henry Ford II wrote the, Henry Ford III, I'm sorry, wrote the foreword for it. So it was kind of cool. His grandfather built the Model T that we drove. His great-grandson wrote the foreword, and he's the guy that's kind of behind the whole development of the new Ford GT. So, wow, what a merging of two different eras. It was wonderful.
That's great. And it's available, of course, on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and in select outlets. But you can't go wrong just by going to Amazon.com is probably the best place to go. But support your local bookstore if you're lucky enough to have one as well. Another book that you've done in recent times that we haven't talked a whole lot about is the Motor City Barn Find, the Detroit Lost Collector Car book. And what a great book that is, and what great photography.
That is a book where Michael Allen Ross, my photographer, I've done now, I think, five or six books for them. He and I got in the Woody and never left Detroit. We just stayed, well, we never left, like, within an hour of downtown Detroit. We said, okay, we're going to spend 12 days riding around this city looking for old cars. And we went to some of the rural areas. We went down into the hood. And everything in between. And boy, there are so many cars in Detroit. I'm talking hundreds that we found, maybe thousands, no, probably hundreds, in 12 days. And most of them are for sale. I have to say that the biggest resource of old cars in the Detroit area are retired motor company engineers who have been saving projects in their backyard and in their garage they retired. And now they're retired, and they have 12 projects, and they said, look, it takes me 8 years to restore a car. I can only do one more car, so I'm selling the rest. So almost everything's for sale, and they're, you know, real neat stuff, like, you know, Buick Caballero station wagons and cars like that. Really cool stuff.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to step aside for some important messages, but when we come back on the other side, more about the Motor City Barn Find book, Detroit's Lost Collector Cars, and more with Tom Cotter right here on Auto World. Don't go away. If you have a question, shoot me an email, bob@autoworldradio.com, or give us a call at 855-660-4261.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Trump administration officials say it's a definite possibility the president will make good on his threat to close all or even part of the border with Mexico this week. The administration has cut off funding to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, where many illegal immigrants are traveling from. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway on Fox.
How can people deny what they see, which is these caravans day by day, the people coming from the Northern Triangle countries and trying to come through this country, and there are very deplorable conditions that many of them are facing.
Yeah, but you're going to make the conditions worse.
The conditions are already awful.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders was on CBS's Face the Nation. He says pulling funding is a bad idea.
We're going to do everything we can to stop it. It's totally absurd.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back live, coast to coast, on great radio stations like the one you're listening to right now, or perhaps you're joining us via the internet anywhere in the world at GCNlive.com. Thanks for being here. Tom Cotter is along for the ride. Tom, of course, is the author of about 10 or so barn find stories, and he's also the author of some great road trip books, including the Coast to Coast Road Trip and the Model T, and of course the Route 66 road trip, the barn find road trip. And as a matter of fact, Tom, we get a question about that particular book, and it comes from Harold. Harold is in Oklahoma, and he says that he really enjoyed your Route 66 barn find book and wanted to know, when you look back at that trip, what were some of the things that you most treasured about doing the trip and about writing the book?
The one thing that was interesting is that, you know, we started off in Chicago. Chicago, of course, gets lots of weather in the wintertime. And so we found cars up in Illinois, and they were interesting, but they were rusted. The floors were rusted out, the quarter panels rusted out, the rocker panels rusted out. And as we went further south and then west, we saw similar cars, but they were much better shape. And so, you know, I tell people, okay, if you live in Chicago or somewhere up north, don't fix those cars up, because they're already, if they're sitting outside, they're too far gone, and it's going to cost you a fortune. Take that money and drive out to New Mexico, because that was the same road, Route 66, and the cars are sound, and so the money that you would spend repairing your car, you could bring a car with better bones back home and have a much better product to work with. The one place that I'm still in awe about is a junkyard. I think it was called State Line Auto Salvage or something like that. It was in Coffeyville, Kansas. Route 66 only goes through about 13 miles of Kansas. And I said, oh, man, how am I going to find cars, you know, on one road that's only 13 miles long in this state? But we went a few miles off Route 66, and, man, we hit a junkyard. The man who started it is deceased, but it was the most organized junkyard I've ever seen. His wife said, go have fun. And the cars were nearly complete. I mean, they had still had taillights and windshields and gauges and door handles and bumpers. And he set them up in numerical order, well, chronologically. So here's the 59 Chevrolet section, and here's the 1960 Chevrolet section, and the 1961 Chevrolet section. And these cars were lined up. You could just pick your brand and go out and walk through this junkyard and, you know, find the car you wanted. And she was negotiating. She's like, let me get rid of this stuff. So they had about 2,000 cars there, and they were in pretty good shape. It was a very rocky surface. Rocky meaning like pebbly. So the water drained right through it, it was gone. So the cars were sitting on what was almost like pavement. So that was a neat one. Meeting the people out west, you know, knocking on doors on a Sunday morning at 9 o'clock to ask about a Nash in their driveway, I thought I would get a shot. But, you know, they looked out at the Woody, and they looked at me, and they realized I was authentic. Come on in and have a cup of coffee. So I stress this on my YouTube series, to find interesting cars, drive an interesting car. If you pull up on a guy's driveway at 9 in the morning in a new SUV or some pickup truck or a Lexus, mm-hmm. they're going to think you're a poser. You need to drive an old car and have them want to talk to you as much as you want to talk to them.
That's really good advice and so true. It's what opens... That's what opens the door to great stories and perhaps lost automobiles, because you never know what somebody might know. If there's a barn find sitting someplace or something that's been left out in a junkyard. So that's
the Woody
really
that I have.
Point.
You know, I bought it out of a barn when I was 15 years old in 1969. That'll tell you how old I am. And it is the door opener, or it's the icebreaker for us, you know, because we can't go to a gas station and pump up fuel without somebody coming over and talking. And here we are in Nebraska or Montana or something. People want to talk about the Woody. What are you doing here from North Carolina? Well, I'm just looking for old cars. Oh, go down to the end of the street, make a left, and take the third house there on the right. And this guy's got a whole backyard full of cars. Wow. Wow.
That's great, Tom. And Tom has also put together a kind of a best-of collection. You can pick up Tom Cotter's Best Barn Find Collector Car Tales. That's another recent book. And if anybody has any questions about that, by all means, give us a call, 855-660-4261, or email us up, bob@autoworldradio.com. Tom, when you look back at... doing some of these road trips, I know one of the things that you mentioned a little bit earlier is so true and so much a part of the fabric of the book. Let's take the Route 66 book, for example, and that's the fact that you aid in not chain restaurants, you aid in restaurants that were local to that community, and I know that opened a whole lot of doors for you, and you found some great food as well.
Found great food, and it was, you know, when you get out in the hinterland, people are authentic, and so is their food, and you walk to one place, it was a Friday, and the lady said, well, welcome here. Every Friday we eat flounder, and we have fresh corn, and a blueberry pie for dessert. That's our specialty. Would you like it? Sure. So, yeah, people are, like, it's so nice to get off the coast and meet people who grow the food that we all eat. You know, it's America's an amazing place. And, you know, if you just get off the highways once in a while, you know, if you get on an interstate, every other exit is going to have a PetSmart, and a TGIF and a Walmart, and it's mm-hmm. every exit. Doesn't matter if you're in New Hampshire or Arizona, every exit looks the same. But if you get off those exits, get off the highway and drive two-lane roads like Route 66 or the Lincoln Highway. You get to eat real home-cooked food right next, and the farm is right next door. It's an amazing and wonderful experience, and I hope that your listeners someday have a chance to do that.
Absolutely. Some other great books by Tom include 50 Shades of Rust, A Barn Finds You Wish You Discovered. There's some wonderful stories in there. If you're into Corvettes, of course, Tom did a whole book just on that subject, The Corvette in the Barn. Great stories of automotive archaeology. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261 and email Bob at ottawaradio.com. Got a question here from Billy, and Billy's in Connecticut, and he says, what's next for you, Tom? Are you thinking about doing another road trip?
Oh, road trips all the time. I have a couple in mind. In fact, Connecticut's one of my favorite states, Billy. I'll be racing at Lime Rock over Labor Day. So come up to Lime Rock, Connecticut. I race a vintage Corvette. But road trip. The two that I have in mind now, and I don't know if I do a book on it, would be, one, I'd like to drive an interesting old car from Key West, Florida, to Fairbanks, Alaska. But I don't want to drive back. I just want to drive there. So I'm trying to find a reason to bring a car one way and then fly home. But that's the big diagonal, they call it. It's about 6,000 miles. It's the longest drive you can make. And you're mostly in the United States. You're a little bit in Canada on the Alcan Highway for a little bit. But that intrigues the heck out of me. And I'd like to do that as a fundraiser for cancer research. I'd like to maybe get people pledging per mile or something like that. And or maybe sell the car at the end and give all the money to cancer research, something like that.
What
and I'll tell you about
idea,
the other one
Tom.
In a minute.
All right, sounds good. We'll take a pit stop and then more with Tom Cotter around the bend. Get your questions in, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com or 855-660-4261. This is AutoWorld.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Here he is, the rock and roll gearhead, Billy F. Gibbons. And he's got a great song out right now with Ronnie Millsap. It's called Southern Boys and Detroit Wheels, and it's about the origins of NASCAR. I'll have to get it as a bumper here on the show. Tom Cotter is with us. We all know him and love all his books, the Barn Find series books, the road trip books, and he's got that hot new TV show on YouTube presented by Hagerty, the Barn Find series, and you're not going to want to miss that. If you haven't checked it out, please do so. But before that break, Tom, you were right in the middle of telling us a story, so why don't you pick it up?
Well, what other road trips do I have planned? Well, the one would be driving an interesting vehicle from Key West, Florida to Fairbanks, Alaska. And I'd like to do that for a charity, if I could put it together. And then the other trip I'd like to do, I drive my Cobra a lot. In fact, I just had the motor rebuilt, and the engine guy took the motor apart, and he called me up and says, "Tom, I got your engine apart. This thing is plumb worn out." He says, "You got every mile out of this engine that you could ever hope to get." So I just had the engine rebuilt, and I just put 500 miles on this engine. I'm changing the oil right now from break-in lube to conventional motor oil. But I'd like to drive my Cobra to 48 contiguous states in one trip. I'd like to start in Maine, and there are programs online that you can download to give you the most efficient routes to drive cars. I don't want to drive it fast. I know people do speed records in 40 hours or whatever. I'd like to do several weeks, but just touch every state in the United States with the Cobra. It's already been to Alaska, and at that point I'd probably have to ship it to Hawaii so it could be the only Cobra that is a 50-state Cobra.
That's great. And I understand you've got your own barn find project underway somewhere in Midland, Texas.
Man, that is so cool. During the Barn Find Hunter program, I wanted to go to Midland, Texas to find old cars. And the Hagerty people said, what do you want to go there for? I said, because that's where the Chaparral came from. Oh, okay. So if you look at Midland, Texas, it's 7 miles by 7 miles. And I didn't have a single lead going in, just drove the Woody around, talked to people, and, man, I found so many cars. Well, one guy behind his office, behind his business, he had a small junkyard of project cars and parts cars. And one of them was a 62 Ford country sedan station wagon. So their country squire had the wood siding or fake wood siding, and the country sedan just had paint. And so I looked at this car over and over. I'm walking by with cameras. I said, "Do you have any compound?" and I buffed a little piece of it, and I said, you have a, a buffer and some, pads. And I buffed the fender out, and this car that had been sitting in a junkyard for 40 years, a red, it was all faded pink, came up beautiful fire engine red. I said, this car doesn't want to die. It wants to live. So he was getting ready to crush all these cars. So we wound up buying it, I've been going down there and fixing it up with the owner. He's been so good to work with. We went there with some students from McPherson College over the winter break, and they helped work on it, put a new motor in it, rebuilt the 390, and I buffed the rest of the car out. It shines like $1 million. And next month, in April, I'm going to drive the car from Midland, Texas, to McPherson, Kansas.
Great.
And we're going to donate it to the school as a parts chaser. It's part of their auto restoration program. And they need to run around the junkyards and parts stores to fix up their cars. And so this is going to be their new parts chase car. And it's really, really cool. So I encourage everybody to pay attention to the Barn Find Hunter series, because we're going to do a really cool story about finding, fixing up, and driving and donating this car.
That's great. Definitely, folks, listen up and do what Tom is telling you, because this has got the makings of some really wonderful things. Let's talk a little bit about a bunch of people have emailed in about most valuable. They want to know what was the most valuable barn find that you personally came upon, or what was the most valuable barn find that you're aware of? That's a tough question.
Well, I won't, aware of, there's so many out there, I don't want to, rain on somebody else's parade, but I've found some pretty significant barn finds. I'd say the single most valuable one, monetarily, was a 275 GTB Ferrari, aluminum-bodied, long-nose Ferrari. Because, the guy didn't think it was worth anything, and he wanted to get a $2.5 million for that car, and another million for the Cobra that was sitting next to it. These cars have been sitting for 40 years in plain sight. I mean, in one of the nicest areas in Charlotte. That for me would be monetarily the most valuable car. But for me personally, the most valuable car that I've found, and I wound up buying it, the temptation's always there to buy these cars, but I don't buy them. I'd have to find a new wife and a new house. But the one I did buy, and I'm just in love with it, I have a 1952 Cunningham C3 coupe.
Oh, wow.
It was built in West Palm Beach, Florida, by a guy named Briggs Cunningham. He built 25 of these cars. It has a Chrysler Hemi engine with 4 carburetors, and it's an aluminum body that was made by Vignali in Italy. To me, I was a Cunningham enthusiast extraordinaire, and the fact that I stumbled across one in Greenville, South Carolina, just 2 hours from where I live, like, how could that be? There's only 25 in the world that were ever made, and I found one. Holy mackerel. So
wow.
from a personal standpoint, I could never even hope to find anything that meant so much to me as that.
Yeah, I can understand. Bob Lutz was a huge fan of the Cunningham as well.
Oh, yeah.
And what did it like to drive with the 4 carburetors?
Like a truck. The car was supposed to be 2,400 pounds on paper. But, when you put an engine in that's as heavy as a Hemi, the 52 and 53 Chrysler Hemis with the built-in bell housing, it's all cast iron. The engine itself weighs 750 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And so the car wound up being 3,400 pounds. So, drum brakes, 3-speed Cadillac transmission, Hemi, a great car. So, to me, it's a perfect car because I found it as a barn find, and I left it rough. I just restored it mechanically, but I left it rough. I have taken it to Concours d'Elegance. I have brought it to Cars and Coffee, Rat Rod shows. I've done 2 hill climbs with it. I raced it at Lime Rock last year in the Vintage Festival. I might take it to a vintage drag race this year in Colorado on dirt. It's the perfect car. I do everything with this car. I couldn't think of a car that's more kind of universal is that, and no matter where I bring it, people say, what the heck is that? Is that a bomb?
Yeah. Only 25 made. Wow. And lots of folks would like to know if, you mentioned your wife, has she ever come along on any of these trips?
Well, I've been married 42 years, so if I go out to dinner with her, I'm looking for old cars. So every trip I go on is a part of my
That's great.
So whether she knows it or not, you know, her whole life has been spent on these trips. But on these... on the Barn Find 100 for series, no, she hasn't. And, you know, like, being married this long, she's kind of over the car thing. But, you know, she tolerates my part of it. And she, and actually, she loves it. She loves the stories I bring home. But, no, she doesn't enjoy going to junkyards with me, you know. I'm a 65-year-old guy, and she's a 64-year-old woman. So she's got other things to do. But
very good. That's great, Tom.
And you know, it's the only thing I do. I'm always amazed that somebody could be a lawyer and a car enthusiast, or a doctor and a car enthusiast, or an accountant and a car
enthusiast.
That's
true.
I can only be a car enthusiast. I only have enough bites in my brain to do one thing. So all I can do is cars.
And you do it so well, both with the Barn Find YouTube series for Hagerty, as well as in print in all these wonderful books. And it's great having you back on the show with us. And we'll definitely hope you can put together one of those trips that you talked about, possibles. I think that would be great. And we all just love all the work that you... Your passion just shines through.
Well, thank you, Bob.
Excellent. And if you'd like to pick up a copy of Tom's book, any of the books, you can find them at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, maybe Barnes & Noble in person, maybe your local bookstore if you're lucky to have one. But please, by all means, check them out. And thank you, Tom, for spending this hour with us.
Bob, let's do it again real soon. I got more stories.
Great. That's going to do it for this hour.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Omega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Omega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.